This is Eric Olander, ICRT News, part 2 of Silicon Valley Story. Suggested lead goes as follows. California's Silicon Valley has long been the world's high-technology research and development capital, but the valley is now dramatically different from years past. In an industry that was once dominated by American firms, high-tech companies from Japan, Germany, and Taiwan are now emerging as challengers. In the second edition of our three-part series on Taiwan investment in the Silicon Valley, ICRT News San Francisco correspondent Eric Olander profiles one of these companies. Story comes to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sun Moon Star Computer Corporation of Taipei has been in the Silicon Valley now for 11 years. As Sun Moon Star's second largest corporate office outside Taipei, the importance of Silicon Valley to the firm is considerable. The goal of their operations are twofold, primarily to research and development technology related to telecommunications and computers, and secondly, to effectively break into the American personal computer market. So far, Sun Moon Star has been tremendously successful in both respects, becoming the industry leader in compact disk read-only memory technology, or CD-ROM, and posting sales of $200 to $300 million annually in the United States alone. President of Sun Moon Star America, Donald Wong, says that he expects sales to remain strong in spite of an uncertain American economic future. Wong is generally optimistic about Sun Moon Star's future in the Silicon Valley and offers some advice to American leaders on how they can encourage even more high-tech investment from Taiwan and the Far East.
If the United States government can provide some so-called spacious zone for the Taiwanese company and make the working visa easier, that will help a lot.
Eric Olander, ICRT Business News, San Jose, California.